这堂课我们来思考个性跟灵性。
In this session, let us think about personality and spirituality.
每个人都需要灵修啊，他的在属灵上祈求进步。
Everyone needs to cultivate themselves spiritually and grow.
像但以理，他就有很美好的灵性。
Just as Daniel, he had a very beautiful spirituality.
但是我们人带着肉体啊，也有自己的个性。
But when we are in the flesh, we have our own personality.
那因为每个人个性不一样啊，对事情看法，有时候因自己个性的不一样，的一个特色，看法会不一样。
But because of our different personalities, we often view the same things in different, the same thing in different perspectives.
有的人说啊，一个诗人在看到天地，看到神创造天地之后呢，他会说，哇，这个世界啊，真是充满了神的爱。
And someone said that if a poet sees the world, he will reflect and say that this world is full of God's love.
那一个哲学家就会问神说，那你为什么要创造这个天地啊？
And a philosopher will ask God, well, why did you create the world?
那个科学家就会想说，那你怎么创造这个天地的啊？
But the scientist will ask, well, how did you create the world?
那商人就会想说，我要怎么样来拥有整个天地啊？
And the businessman will say, how do I own the world?
这个都是每个人不一样，他对一个同样的事情就有一个不同的一个看法。
And this illustrates how different people will have different perspectives on the same matter.
从圣经上看起来，我们可以看出啊，圣经上跟我们讲，有的人真的有不同的一个个性。
And the Bible will tell us that people truly have different personalities.
我们来参考诗记的第九章。
Let's turn to Judges 9.
这里在谈到一个种树在高王的一个故事。所有的树在森林里面高一个国王的一个故事。
And this Judges chapter 9 tells a story of many trees who establish a king in the forest.
我们来看四世纪的第九章第八节。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 9 verse 8.
第九章第八节我们读到第十二节。
We'll read from verse 8 to verse 12.
有一时树木要高一树为王管理他们。就去对橄榄树说，请你做我们的王。第九节，橄榄树回答说，我们岂肯止住供奉神和尊重人的油，飘摇在众树之上呢？树木对无花果树说，第十节，请你来做我们的王。十一节，无花果树回答说，我岂肯止住所结甜美的果子，飘摇在众树之上呢？十二节，树木对葡萄树说，请你请你来做我们的王。十三，葡萄树回答说，我岂肯止住使神和人喜乐的新酒飘摇在众树之上呢？这边提到他们去找三种树来做王。
Here it describes how the trees found three types of vegetation to be their king.
那橄榄树呢，其实它的功能就是在做油啊。
And the function of the olive tree is to produce oil.
所以他说，我不可以这个止住供奉神跟尊重人的油，飘摇在众树之上。
Therefore, the olive tree answered, "Should I give up my oil by which both gods and men are honored to hold sway over the trees?"
那葡萄树呢？它可以做酒啊。葡萄可以做酒，葡萄酒。
The function of the wine, the vine is to produce wine.
所以他也说，我怎么可以止住人跟神喜欢的新酒飘在众树之上呢？
Therefore, the vine answered, "Should I give up my wine, which cheers both gods and men?"
那无花果树呢？它可以结甜美的果子，他也说不可以啊。
And the fig tree also produces sweet fruit, but he declined.
那从这个故事当中，我们会觉得说，人的个性啊，真的有的人就像葡萄。有的人像无花果，有的人像橄榄嘛。
And from this story, we can see some people have a personality of a vine, a grapevine, a fig tree, or an olive tree.
有的人呢，他们真的做人呢，非常的很和平的就是像油一样，他只要在人跟人之间呢，这个人个性很柔顺，他总是呢可以让人跟人之间呢，神跟人之间呢得到和平滋润。
And some people, they are as smooth or healing as oil. When they work between different people, they can cause peace and cause peace between God and men.
那有的人真的很甜哦，他你真的看到他跟他讲话， 你会知道，你听他习惯，你会醉啊，是这样子。
And some people are very sweet, and when you listen to them speak, you might become drunk.
有的人像无花果，外在没什么，内在很漂亮的，内在美啊。你跟他在一起啊，你会觉得啊，这个人可以带给你生命的好处。
And some people are like the fig tree, although they have no blossoms, but they are full of very good content inside.
我们看我们的先祖啊。每一个人都有一个特色的一个个性。
If we look at our forefathers, we will see different personalities.
我们看一下这个创世纪的二十五章。
Let's turn to Genesis 25.
他的个性呢，可以展现在他的一生当中，都没有什么改变哈。
And a person's personality will not change much within his life.
我们看二十五章创世纪的二十五章第二十七节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 25, verse 27.
我们先来读二十六节。
Let's first turn to verse 26.
随后又生了以扫的兄弟，手抓住以扫的脚，因此给他起名叫雅各。雅各就是抓住的意思。我们来想一想雅各的一生。
If we think about Jacob's life,
真的雅各这个人呐、啊，他有个个性啊，就是他这个人特别会抓东西呀、啊。
Part of his personality was that he was willing to grab things.
所以他还没有出生呢，就抓着哥哥的脚后跟出来啊。
So even before he was born, he grasped his brother's foot as he came out.
那长大的时候呢，他哥哥有长子名分，他就觉得长子名分很好，他就要抓这个长子的名分呢。
When he grew up, he saw his brother had the birthright of the firstborn, and he wanted to grab this as well.
那要结婚的时候呢，他的舅舅希望他娶老大利亚。可是他就拼命抓着老二拉结，抓了十四年啊，抓他就是抓着不放啊。
When he was a marriageable age, he wanted his uncle wanted him to marry the firstborn Leah, but he grabbed onto Rebecca and worked for 14 years for her.
前面这些抓都是他的个性，都是凭自己的血气在抓。
And these instances of grabbing are all due to his fleshly desires.
他生命当中最重要一个抓，事实上也是他个性的一个特色。就是抓住神不放。
But the most important instance of grabbing in his life is also part of his personality, and this is to grab onto God.
他在亚伯渡口跟神摔跤的时候，
and when,
跟天使摔跤的时候，那是神啊。
When he wrestled with the angel or wrestled with God,
他就把神啊这个大腿抱住啊，说神啊，如果你不住我，我不让你走啊。
He grasped onto the thigh of God and he said that.If God did not bless him, he would not let him go.
这是，所以你看，他从头到尾几乎他的个性展现呢、啊，在亚伯渡口之前，他的个性展现都是在抓。
So before the wrestling with God, we can see that in his personality there was this urge to grab.
那你看我们的先祖以撒哈、哦，他的个性从小到大哈、哦，都是很温柔啊。
But if we see our forefather Isaac, he had a very gentle personality throughout his life.
我们看一下这个创世纪的二十六章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 26.
二十六章的第一节、第二节。
Chapter 26, verse 1 and
2. 二十六章第一节、第二节。
Chapter 26, verse 1 and 2.
在亚伯拉罕的日子，有一次饥荒，这时又有饥荒，以撒就住基拉尔。就往基拉尔去，到腓利斯人王亚比尼的那里。第二节，神向他显现，向以撒显现说：“不要下埃及去哦，要住在我所指示你的地。”那个以撒的爸爸哈亚伯拉罕有一次遇到饥荒哦，他噗一下的跑到埃及地去了。
One time when Abraham, the father of Isaac, encountered famine, he went to Egypt really quickly.
那这时候神跟以撒讲说：“哎，你不要跑哦，这个不要再下埃及哦，哎。”以撒呢？你往后读啊，他就听话了。
When it was Isaac's turn to encounter famine, the Lord told him to not do so.
那他就听话了。
And he obeyed God.
那我们看以撒的一生哦，他一生的个性表现在就是完全的顺服啊。
And we see that throughout Isaac's life, he demonstrated great obedience.
从小，爸爸把他抓去摩利亚山，要把他献在祭坛上面，刀拿起来要杀他。
When his father took him to to the mountain to be sacrificed.
刀拿起来要杀他，他也是不跑，还是顺服在那边被绑着。
He did not move, even though his father was clenching a knife.
他把自己的身体都可以献上给爸爸。
And he was able to give his body to his father.
现在年轻人哪一个人说，爸爸要帮你主持婚事，你愿意答应的？有没有？没有。
But nowadays, how many youth are willing to obey their parents when they want to choose a spouse for them?
长大的婚姻呢，把他的婚姻大事交托在爸爸的身上。
But when Isaac was of marriageable age, he gave his marriage onto his father.
那甚至到工作的时候，连跟敌人相争啊，他也可以让啊，也是顺服到说啊，我靠神啊，我用让的我都可以赢啊。
Even when he was working and his enemies tried to take his wealth, he did not fight with anyone.
一口井、两口井，通通把他抢走了。
No matter it was one well, two wells, all these were taken by other people.
以前的井实在是很重要呢。
Back then, wells were very important.
啊，但是呢，他靠着神让啊。
But through the help of God, he relented.
啊，最后他也赢得敌人的心了，敌人就不再抢他的井了。
And at the end, he won over his enemies, and his enemies no longer tried to fight for his wealth.
这样我们看到一个先祖的个性的特色哦，不只是一个时间而已啊，他是贯穿他一生的。
And this shows us that this personality is the same throughout a person's life.
那这样我们再看我们本身，或者是这个世界也是一样。有人说呢，我们的个性啊，跟我们从小的环境是有关系的。
And if we look at ourselves, some people say that our personality has to do with the environment we grow up in.
啊，有的人真的在一个健康的家庭长大，从小有爱啊，他这个人就很有怜悯的心，他的个性当中就有那么爱的展现。
And some people, they grow up in a very healthy family and they're full of love towards other people.
那有的人真的从小生长在一种被批评的环境上面长大的。
And some people are criticized from their youth.
Yeah, 所以他就比较 fussy 一点了。
So they are a little more fussy.
我常常觉得我太太很可怜了。
Sometimes I feel sorry for my wife.
哎，我觉得我女儿也是很辛苦啊。
And I feel sorry for my daughter.
我跟我女儿讲说，你很倒霉，因为你爸爸是一个 soldier trainer。我说你爸爸是一个训练阿兵哥的啦。
I told my daughter, I feel sorry for you because your father used to train soldiers.
哎，所以有的人他的个性就是比较。比较一板一眼啊。
And some people they have a stoic personality.
啊，那有的人说这个个性跟血型有关系啊。
And some people say that your personality has to deal with your blood type.
啊，有人说 A 型呢比较心思细腻，B 型呢比较有政治风范 ，O 型呢比较豪放气质。
And some people say that when you are a type A blood type, then your personality will be more you'll be more careful, and if you are when you have blood type B, then you will have more political thoughts, and then if you are type O, then you will be more carefree.
这个都是书上说的，外面的统计说的了。
And these are all due to statistics from books outside of church.
啊，但是我们不可以不承认的一件事情，就是说，真的人都有他的个性。
But there is one thing that we can't deny, and this is that each person has his own personality.
有的个性是好的，有的个性是不好的。
There are some good personalities, and there are some bad personalities.
但是无论是好的不好的，我们会觉得一个人的个性有时候会影响他的一生啊。
But no matter good or bad, a person's personality will affect their life.
我们来看一个故事。
Let's look at a story.
我们看撒母耳记上的25章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 25.
撒母耳记上25章。
First Samuel chapter 25。
25章，第三节。
Verse 3。
25章，第三节。
Chapter 25, verse 3。
我们看第二节好了哈，第二节第三节。
Look at verse 2 and 3。
在云马有一个人，他的产业在加密，是一个大夫妇，有3000绵羊，1000山羊。他正在加密剪羊毛。第三节。
Verse 3.
那人名叫拿巴，是加勒族的人。他的妻名叫亚比该，是聪明俊美的妇人。拿巴为人刚富凶恶。这个提到拿巴，他有个性哦，就是非常刚富凶恶，他就是一个很凶的人呐。
Here it describes Nabal as surly and mean in his dealings.
但是这个拿巴凶到哦，圣经上讲，连他的仆人都不敢跟他说话。
Nabal was so mean that even his servants dared not speak to him.
啊，拿巴这个凶到哦，有时候他先生一喝醉酒啊，这个太太也不敢跟他说话。
And when Nabal was drunk, even his wife dared not speak to him.
拿巴凶到哦，连大卫啊，都欺负大卫。大卫本来对他很好哦，帮他看羊哦，啊，要 然后一个节期要一点东西啊，又被他骂回去啊。
Nabal was so mean that he even tried to take advantage of David or tried to chastise him, even though David took care of his sheep.
那这样的个性呢，对他一辈子啊影响很大。后来呢，因为大卫这个事件，这个大卫本来要拿他去杀他。
This personality affected Nabal so much that David even wanted to kill him.
那后来呢，大卫被阻挡了。
But later, David was stopped.
他的太太很好，把大卫的怒气给消了。
Nabal's wife was very good, and she calmed down David.
那后来，因为他这样的一个后来他知道大卫要杀他的时候呢，圣经上讲呢，我们来看一下，25章的第37节。
And what happened when Nabal found out David was going to kill him? This is recorded in chapter 25.
我们从36节、37节。
Verse 36 and verse 37.
亚比该到拿巴那里，见他在家里摆设筵席，如同王的筵席。拿巴快乐大醉，亚比该无论大小事都没有告诉他。等到次日早晨，37节。
Verse 37.
到了早晨，拿巴醒了酒，他的妻将这些事告诉他，他就魂不附体，身体如石头一样。38节。过了十天，神奇的拿巴就死了。你说他这个个性，他这个死不是个性害死他的吗？
How can you say that his personality didn't kill Nabal?
他就是那种凶恶、刚愎自负的那种性情呢。连客人对他好的恩人都这样，惹得这个人生气。后来呢，听到他的这个情形，那吓得魂不附体啊。
Because of a surly and mean personality, he was very poor. He acted very poorly towards his guest, and later he was so scared that he died.
所以个性可以影响一个人一辈子。
So a person's personality will affect his entire life.
所以我们刚刚提到说，这每个人个性都不一样，可以影响一辈子。
And we mentioned that everyone has a different personality that will affect his life.
那我们再来要分享一下，圣经上跟我们是有提到说，个性也是很难改的。但是呢，他这个个性可以就是同样的个性呢，可以同样的一个特质呢，有时候好，有时候可以坏，这样子。
And the Bible tells us that it's very difficult to change someone's personality, but the same characteristic of a personality can be used for good or bad.
我们看耶利米书的十三章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 13.
耶利米书十三章。
Jeremiah chapter 13.
23节。
Verse
23. 十三章二十三节。
Chapter 13, verse 23.
十三章二十三节。
Chapter 13, verse 23.
古时人岂能改变皮肤呢？豹岂能改变斑点呢？若能你们这习惯行恶的，便能行善了。这么提到那个古时人他们的皮肤颜色没有办法改变。
Here it says that the Ethiopian cannot change his skin.
那豹呢？他身上有斑点也没办法改变的。
A leopard cannot change his spots.
那神就说：“你们这个已经习惯了，那个行恶成为你们的个性一部分了。要行善哦，这个是很难的。”
And God says, "Neither can you do good who are accustomed to doing evil."
哦，真的，不论是人或是动物，有个习惯建立哦，好习惯就好，不好习惯哦，就是很难。
No matter it's an animal or a human being, as long as you develop a habit, then it is very difficult to change.
以前我很喜欢养小鸟啊。
Before I loved to raise birds.
跟大家分享过嘛，因为有个弟兄拿他们家老鸟过来嘛，那我觉得他很可怜，所以我就买一只小鸟陪他这样。那个老蓝鸟，我就买一只小泥鸟陪他这样子。
And as I shared before, there is a brother who brought me an old male bird, and because I thought he was lonely, so I bought him a small female bird to accompany him.
那我就开始训练这个小鸟。
And I started training this small bird.
我觉得一到训练之后，他那个习惯就在那里了。
And I realized after training, the bird developed a habit.
你把那个手伸进去鸟笼里面，它马上跳到你的手上面来。
If you stick your finger into the cage, then it'll automatically jump onto your finger.
这个它就已经习惯了，习惯你的手了，它的习惯是这样子，很难改变。
And the bird had established a habit to jump onto my finger, and this was something that was hard to change.
那如果你把那个小鸟把那个老鸟放在一起，那个老鸟有个习惯也很难改变。
But if you put the young bird with the old bird has a bad habit that is not easily broken.
你把你手放到那个鸟笼里面，那个老鸟一定要来咬你的手啊。
If you stick your finger in the bird cage for the old bird, it will automatically bite your finger.
为什么呢?
And why is this?
他说我们夫妻这么好，你为什么又来了？哎，意思是这样子。
And his meaning is that we're doing fine as a couple. Why are you intruding?
哎，所以你就是他们就是有这个，你没有办法改变他这个想法，这个个性。
And you cannot change the personality or the thinking of the bird.
动物是这样的，我们看圣经上一些这种个性哈。我们刚除了前面所提到的很多人物啊，比如说撒母耳，他从小就很忠心啊，哦。
And it's not only animals who are like this, but people, and we can see this in the Bible. For example, Samuel has been very faithful since his youth.
啊，长大之后他还是很忠心的。
And when he grew up, he was still faithful.
你看，耶稣从小就道理非常的有兴趣，一面听一面问。
And if we look at Jesus, he was interested in the word of God since he was a very young boy.
一面听一面问啊。
And he would listen and ask questions.
你看长大的道理，他的那个广度多深，就是他从小对神的话就是非常的爱好。
And we can see how deep of an understanding he had in God's word and how much he loved it.
那我们说同一种个性哦，很难改，但是呢，同一种这个特色呢，有时候表现在这个方面是好的，表现在那个方面呢却是不好的。
And although it's hard to change a personality, A trait of a personality can be used for good or bad in different circumstances.
同样一个人，他的个性就是很爱讲话，我说的是很会说话。
A person can either be either talk too much or be very eloquent.
他有时候说话可以像刀一样，有时候他又可以用同样的话呢，那个说话来造就其他的人。
A person can speak and slay people with their words, or they can edify them.
我们来看一下箴言五章的第三节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 5, verse 3.
箴言五章第三节。
Proverbs chapter 5, verse 3.
五章第三节。
Chapter 5, verse 3.
这边提到口哦，口如果在淫物那边哦，就成为两刃的刀了哈。第四节。
Verse
第三节哦
verse 3.
因为淫妇的嘴滴下蜂蜜，她的口比油更滑。第四，至终却苦如阴沉，快如两刃的刀。这个淫妇的口好像两刃的刀一样哦，有时候会把人杀了。
Here it says the lips of an adulteress is like a double-edged sword, and sometimes it will kill you.
所以淫妇的话，有时候我们不可以接近，不可以听的。
So sometimes we have to avoid listening or drawing close to the words of the adulteress.
那圣经上也形容神的话也是刀哦，也是两刃的刀哦。
But the Bible also describes God's word as a double-edged sword.
我们看这个希伯来书四章的十二节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12.
四章十二节。
Chapter 4, verse 12.
四章十二节。
Chapter 4, verse 12.
啊，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，是比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨与骨髓都能刺入剖开，连心中的思想和主意都能辨明啊。所以你看，同样是一个嘴巴，实际上都讲说是好像两刃的剑一样啊。
So we can see these are two mouths and two double-edged swords recorded in the Bible.
但是呢，有的人是让人下阴间的啊，有的人呢是来造就人的，让人悔改的。
But some people send others to hell, while others edify people.
所以，如果也许你的特色，你这人个性就是很会讲话。
So perhaps your personality is very verbose.
但是它可以用在好的方面，也可以用在不好的方面。
But you can use the personality trait for good or bad.
同样的东西呢，在圣经上有很多这样的类似的描述。
And there are other similar descriptions in the Bible.
请问那个犹大他一辈子的这个个性，让你印象最深啊？不是流便哦，这个雅各的长子流便，他一辈子的个性对你印象，给你印象最深刻的是什么
？And for example, what do we think of when we mention Reuben's personality?
这个流便很有爱心的。
Reuben was full of love.
当前所有的兄弟都要背叛约瑟的时候呢，流便是其中一个主张啊不要卖约瑟的人了。
When all the brothers turned against Joseph, Reuben was the only one who tried to get them to not sell Joseph.
那后来呢，也是流便啊，很后悔，每次想到卖约瑟、啊，他就想说心里很难过。流便是这样的个性的。
And later, we see Reuben had a gentle personality because he always felt bad when he thought of selling Joseph.
那这样的个性呢，在这里表现是好的，这样的善良表现是好的。
And in this light, his personality was a very good thing.
但是呢，他后来哦，可能太同情他的阿姨啦。
But later, perhaps he had too much pity for his aunts.
雅各有四个太太啊。
Because Jacob had four wives.
两个都是做人家的妾的，根本可能雅各连理都不理会的。
And two were maids, and perhaps Joseph, Jacob did not pay much attention to them.
那流便呢？啊，这个爱心爱心爱到最后吼，就完蛋了，就出错了。
And Reuben had so much love and compassion that he got himself in trouble at the end.
啊，后来他就跟他的一个爸爸的一个妾啊，就犯了严重的罪。
And later he performed a grave sin with his father's concubine.
所以同样一个个性，你可以好，也可以坏呢。
So the same personality trait can be used for good or bad.
那神有时候用你那个好的个性来为他做事情啊。
And sometimes God will use the good side of your personality to do work for him.
你看大卫这个人，他就是很有情感，也是一个情感很丰富的人。
And we see how David is a person that's full of emotion.
啊，所以神呢、啊、就用他的情感写了很多的诗啊，诗篇啊，很多的诗，让我们来阅读。
So the Lord used his emotions and wrote a lot of psalms through him so we can read them today.
用他那种情感那种感人的故事呢来诉说很多耶稣基督的意表很多耶稣基督的爱、啊。
And through his emotions, the Lord used David to describe a lot of words about our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是你看那个魔鬼也利用这个大卫的特色那种 情感丰富的特色呢就让他、看到别示巴在洗澡啊。
But the devil also used this characteristic of David's emotional characteristic to allow him to see Bathsheba when she was bathing.
那情感太丰富了，他也是一头就栽进去了。
Because he was so emotional, he fell for the trap.
所以今天我们这个个性的特色，有时候可以被神用来做好的，有时候可以被魔鬼利用，我们就做错事情了。
So sometimes the characteristics of our personality can be used by the Lord to do good, or used by Satan to do bad.
有一个弟兄啊，或者是工人啊，很会做圣工。
There was a worker who did much holy work.
也很会关心人。
And he was very caring toward other people.
有一次我跟另外一个弟兄在聊到这个以前的弟兄啊，这个过去的这位工人的时候呢，这个弟兄就提到说，哇，这个工人哈、哦，他。实在是很，你跟他讲话、哦、你会觉得说，哇，他实在是很会得你的心这样子了。
And one time I was discussing with another brother about this former worker of God, and we, the brother said that the former worker pleased your heart every time you talked to him.
他说有一次这个工人打电话给这个弟兄啊。
And one time this worker called up the brother.
这个弟兄问这个工人说：“你好不好啊
？”And the brother asked the worker.
那个工人问那个弟兄。
Oh, the worker asked the brother, "How are you doing?"
那个工人总是讲：“你如果好，我就会很好。
”And the worker said, "If you are doing well, then I will be doing well."
谈到最后，那个工人会跟他这位弟兄讲说：“你知道吗？我常常很想念你哦，在祷告当中常常很想念你哦。
”And the worker would tell the brother, "You know, I think of you a lot in my prayer."
那个弟兄很感动哎。
And the brother was so moved.
真的这个可以体会到他真的很会关心人、啊、
And you could tell that this worker knew how to care for others.
但是你想想看，如果他用同样的话跟一个姐妹讲，会怎么样呢
？But if you think about it, what would happen if he used the same words on a sister?
啊，可能就会带来不一样的反应、啊。
Perhaps you would have a different reaction.
所以我们有时候同样那种爱人的个性、哦、同样是一个个性，一句话。但是用在不同的场所、啊、会有不同的反应。有时候会被魔鬼利用了、啊、有时候神用你的特性来造就很多的事情。
And sometimes the same words or personality or characteristics used in different venues will have different effects.、
啊、所以我们要了解，就是个性虽然很难改呢、啊、但是呢，它有时候可以好，有时候可以坏。
So although it is difficult to change a personality, it can be good or bad at different times.
但是当然有些个性，我们知道从一般人的标准来看是绝对不好的，比如说不好的脾气啊等等啊。
But there are certain personalities that are not good in any circumstance.
所以我们就提到说，这个灵性啊，是绝对可以补足个性的不足。
For example, a bad temper, and that's when spirituality will come in.And make up for deficiencies.
个性难改，并不代表个性不能改。
Even though it's difficult to change a personality, it's not impossible to change it.
我们看哥林多后书五章十七节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
五章十七节。
Chapter 5 verse 17.
哥林多后书五章十七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
五章十七节。
Chapter 5 verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新了。在基督耶稣里，我们可以借着圣灵成为一个新造的人。
Through the Holy Spirit, we can become a new creation in Christ.
换句话说，如果是以前有很不好的个性呢，靠着神，我们是有办法把它改过来的。
In other words, if we have a bad personality, we can change it through the Lord's power.
所以我们说保罗说他真是苦啊，很多事情他都做不出，该做的事情他做不出来，不该做的事情他偏偏去做啊。
That's why Paul says that there are so many things that he wishes to do, but he doesn't do, and he does the things that he wishes he didn't.
但是靠着耶稣基督，他就可以把它改过来了。
But through Jesus Christ, he is able to change these things.
彼得在没有得到圣灵之前，非常的胆小。
Before Peter received the Holy Spirit, he was very timid.
但是圣灵改变他，成为很勇敢的人。
But the Holy Spirit changed him, so he became very bold.
约翰在得到圣灵之前是一个雷公之子。
Before John received the Holy Spirit, he was a son of thunder.
但是在得到圣灵之后呢，他成为写那么多有爱心的那种爱的话的那种经卷出来。
But after he received the Holy Spirit, he was able to write so many books on love.
所以今天我们虽然说我们有很，就是有一个个性哦，不是说我们完全绝望，我们绝对靠着主耶稣呢，我们有办法把它改过来的。
So we should not be hopeless about our personality, because through Christ we can change it.
如果我们自己不去想要依靠神的能力来改。
If we are not willing to rely on God's power to change,
有时候神要用我们呢，要提升，他就会自动提升我们的灵性来改我们的个性啊。
He will try. Sometimes God will try to uplift our spirituality in order to change our personality.
为的是要用我们，因为一个个性很不好的人呢，没有办法被神使用。
And the purpose of this is to use us, because a person with a bad personality cannot be used by God.
我们看民数记的十二章三节。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 12, verse 3.
民数记十二章三节。
Numbers chapter 12 verse 3。
十二章三节。
Chapter 12 verse
3。十二章三节。
Chapter 12 verse 3。
摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。这么提到摩西很谦和。
Here it records that Moses was very humble.
其实摩西刚出来，刚上这个圣，我们读圣经哦。摩西一开始出现在圣经里面，不是这样的个性。
Actually, when Moses first appeared in the Bible, he did not have this personality.
他看到一个埃及人打这个以色列人他一生气两双手就把埃及人给打死了。
When he saw an Egyptian beating up an Israelite, he killed this Egyptian.
所以我们看到他没有办法控制自己的，他是就是刚开始他那种个性绝对不是像这里所说的极其谦和那种人。
And at first, his personality definitely was not humble, and he could not control himself.
神为了用他，给他训练了四十年。
But because the Lord wanted to use him, he trained him for 40 years.
四十年跟羊在一起生活，我看没有脾气都磨到没有脾气了。
40 years with sheep really changed his personality.
所以神要用一个人会改变，会用环境来改变那个人的个性，来提升他的灵性。
So the Lord will use an environment to change a person's spirituality.
圣经上说，鼎为炼银，炉为炼金，唯有神会考验人的心。
And the Bible tells us that the Lord will test a person's heart.
有一个弟兄后来出来做圣工
There was a brother who later came out to do holy work.
他出来做圣工的时候呢，大概已经三四十岁了。
And before devoting himself, he was 30 or 40 years old.
后来有一个弟兄跟这位在做圣工的弟兄这样讲说感谢主，你这么老了才出来了。
And later, a brother told this worker, "Thank God you decided to dedicate yourself with such an advanced age."
那个工人问他说，为什么我这么老才出来，你这么高兴啊？
And the worker asked the brother, "Why are you so happy that I am so old?"
他说我第一次看到你的时候，我就觉得你这个人傲气，太傲气了。
And the brother told the worker, oh, the first time I saw you, I felt that you were too proud.
用他用台湾话讲的，就是很不好听，然后你这个人哦，很臭啦，就是不是很好相处的人啊。
And the brother said that, in Taiwanese, he said that you were just full of hot air.
那经过这几年的一些磨练，
But after many years of training,
原来在自己的国家，那个弟兄可能以为他也自己不错啊。
And perhaps in his own country, the worker felt that he was pretty good.
那但是呢，在这个国外啊，吃尽很多的苦啊。
But in a foreign country, he suffered a lot.
这些苦呢，就把他生命当中那些棱角把它给磨平了。And
all the suffering smoothed out the edges in this person's personality.
所以把那个比较不好的个性呢，拿掉一些了哦。And
it took away some of the bad parts of the personality.
所以神常常会用环境来提升他的灵性，来改变他的个性。So
oftentimes the Lord will use environment to change a person's spiritual, to uplift a person's spirituality, and thus change their personality.
但是当一个人被神磨练的时候，他要懂得可以悟出来神在他身上做什么。But
when a person is trained by the Lord, he must figure out what it is that the Lord wants to train them.
悟出自己生命的错误哦，那一刹那是非常重要的。
And that moment in which a person realizes what the task is, that's very important.
诸位弟兄姐妹朋友们，你有没有觉得你身上当中有一个不好的个性跟着你已经一辈子了，很久了？Dear
brothers and sisters and friends, do you feel that there is a negative side of your personality that has followed you for many years?
首先，你知道有这个东西吗？
First of all, do you recognize the shortcoming?
那你悟得出来，怎么样一种方法，那可以让你跳脱呢？ 有时候神在我们磨我们的时候呢，你真的要利用那个机会呢，把它悟出来哦。And
do you realize how God is trying to change this part of your personality?
我们来看一下路加福音的十五章。Let's
turn to Luke chapter 15.
路加福音十五章。Luke
chapter 15.
16节、17节。Verse
16 and 17.
16节、17节。Verse
16 and 17.
16节，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他17节。他醒悟过来，我觉得这句话很重要哦。就是这边耶稣在提到一个浪子啊，离开父亲呐，那自己出去遇到很多的困难。This
is the parable of the lost son or the prodigal son who went from his house and experienced a lot of difficulties.
那后来他怎么悟出他的生命需要改变呢？
And later, how did he realize that he needed change in his life?
他连吃所吃的豆荚呢，他都没有办法吃啊。
And here it says he longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but he was unable to.
那个犹太人是不可以跟猪在一起生活的，喂猪这个是一个不洁净的。 猪是不洁净的,
because pigs were unclean to the Jewish people, it was a very bad thing that he was working with.
他不但喂猪呢，他甚至连猪想吃的他都想吃，因为实在饿得不行了。
He not only fed the pigs, but he longed to eat what the pigs were eating because he was so hungry.
当他那个时候呢，一看到猪吃，他又吃又不能吃，那一刹那当中呢，他的生命突然一个很大的冲击，有一个缓醒，突然醒过来了。
And when he saw that the pigs were eating what he could not eat, something snapped in him, and he suddenly realized where he needed to turn back and change.
我以前的身份是何等的尊贵，我现在为什么沦落到这个地步呢？
He realized that his previous status was it was so much nicer, and he wondered why he was where he was.
所以他就想说，哎，回去跟当爸爸的雇工也可以啦。
So he thought that it would be nice to go back and work for his father.
就是说，我们如果个性不好，神爱我们，我们常常灵修祷告。神有时候就是环境一直跟我们磨磨磨，到一个地步哦。如果我们还没有想要来改哦，走一个回头的路哦，有时候也是很浪费神的一个磨练的一个计划。
And sometimes when the Lord trains us to get rid of a bad part of our personality and we don't realize what God is trying to do, then we are wasting God's time.
哦，所以我们要常常去醒悟自己的生命啊。
So a lot of times we have to reflect upon our own life.
我们要回想自己的生命。
We have to think about what has happened.
这样子我们的缺点才能够在回想比较当中显悟出来。
So when we are reflecting and about our life, we can realize what we need to change.
我们看一下这个启示录的二章第五节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 5.
启示录二章第五节。
Chapter 2, verse 5.
二章第五节。
Revelation chapter 2, verse 5.
二章第五节。
Chapter 2, verse 5.
所以你们当回想你们是从哪里堕落的，并要悔改行起初所行的，若不悔改，我就扔到你们那里，把你们的灯台从严肃挪去。神提醒他们说，你们要回想，做这种反省的功夫了。
Here the Lord tells us to remember the height from which you have fallen and repent.
哦，有时候神把我们逼到一个角落啊，让我们突然可以悟出来我们生命的最重要的是什么。
Sometimes when the Lord forces us into a corner, then we will suddenly realize what He wants us to do.
我小弟自己看哦，那个雅各哦，从抓一辈子抓，用自己的方法抓，最后他为什么突然醒悟要去抓神呢？为什么呢？
And I was thinking about how Jacob was grasping his entire life and what motivated him to turn and grasp God.
因为神把他的脚给捏瘸了。
It was because the Lord had made his leg lame.
这个雅各一辈子哦，我看最骄傲、最得意的就是他这双腿啊。
And throughout his life, Jacob was really proud of his legs.
这双腿走很远的路啊，逃亡啊。
Because of He used these legs to walk such a long distance to escape.
这双腿在14年当中呢，做了多少事情啊？很成功啊。
And in 14 years, how much work did these legs do?
但是神当那这个把他生命当中最有力的地方呢一摸，当时啊，糟糕了，我没有腿，我不能走路，我还有什么东西呢？
But when the Lord touched his leg, which was his most prized possession,then he started thinking, what else is there for me?
他不能靠自己抓了。
He can no longer grasp according to his own power.
反过来可以抓住神不放。
And he turned back and he's grasped onto God and did not let go.
从那个时候开始，圣经跟我们讲，雅各啊，他不跑啊，他跟着羊群的脚步慢慢走，他量着羊群的脚步呢，慢慢走羊群的，他已经不再奔跑他自己人生的道路了。
From that point on, the Bible records how He walked at the same pace as the sheep. He no longer went by his own pace.
所以我常常想，如果神爱我们，常常会安排一个环境哦，让我们对自己生命的缺点、个性的缺失呢，有一个教导，那是期待我们那个时候呢有一个醒悟。
So sometimes the Lord will arrange for an environment in which we see our shortcomings, and we will realize it and change it.
有位姐妹跟我讲说，你知道我怎么戒烟的吗？
And there's a sister who asked me, do you know how I quit smoking?
她无论怎么戒，她都戒不掉啊。
She said she tried all these methods and she could not quit.
有一次，她儿子跟妈妈讲。
And one time, her son told her,
妈妈，你要一直抽烟哦，以后早死掉的话，我们怎么办啊？
Her son asked her, Mom, you keep on smoking. What if you die early? What are we going to do?
她突然好像一个醒悟过来啊，对哦啊，那我改不过来啊。儿子一句话，他从此呢就是真的，就是无论怎么样为孩子啊把烟戒掉。
And from this comment, she suddenly realized that she needed to quit no matter what for the sake of her children.
借着各种机会，让我们把我们的缺点、个性上来那些不对的东西都拿掉。
And sometimes the Lord uses these opportunities for us to take away the bad parts of our personality.
有一个弟兄呢脾气很不好啊。
There's a brother who has a very bad temperament.
那突然间，他听到一个暮鼓晨钟啊，一直提醒他的话。
But one time he heard something that reminded him.
他说：“你要带着别人对你这么多的 criticism 进天国吗？你将来进天国的时候，你要把别人对你这么多，你那个个性上的缺失啊，那么多 criticism， 你要把这些带回天，带这些东西进天国吗？”
And someone asked him, are you going to bring all these criticisms with you to heaven?
他突然之间也醒过来，啊，真的是要改啊。
And he suddenly came to a senses and he realized he needed to change.
所以我们真的要常常借着机会，而且来改变我们自己。
So a lot of times you need to grasp the opportunity to change ourselves.
美好的灵性绝对可以改变我们的个性。
a wonderful spirituality or a healthy spirituality will definitely change our personality.
美好的灵性从那个创造天地的那个力量，那个主的力量来的。
Because a good spirituality comes from the power of the creator of the universe.
神用神他的话跟他的灵创造天地、啊、
The Lord used his word and his spirit to create the universe.
今天我们美好的灵性也是借着神的话跟神的灵来塑造的。
And today a good spirituality is also crafted from the words and the spirit of God.
我们每次觉得我们有办灵恩布道会，弟兄姐妹可以得到复兴。
And a lot of times we feel that, or all the time when we have spiritual convocations, we feel that we are strengthened in the spirit.
那我们灵布道会在做什么呢？你看我们的 schedule， 我们在做什么
？But what are we doing during the spiritual convocation?
从头到尾就是啊，彼此的一个鼓励啦，像见证，或者是祷告啦，啊读圣经啦，是这样子。
From the beginning to the end, we are either encouraging each other.Or we are praying or reading the Bible.
所以真的，我们常常借着读圣经、祷告，我们可以改变那些不好的个性。
So a lot of times we can use a Bible reading or prayer to change our personality.
当你叫你的孩子把圣经读过一遍之后，你会见到你的孩子变了。
When you tell your child to read the Bible from cover to cover, you will realize that your child has changed.
这是真实的。
This is true.
真的，那个圣经的道理会改变人的一个原来的一些很不好的东西啊。
Because the words of the Bible will change that bad parts of a person that were innate.
我记得一个传道在讲台北教会的一个姐妹的一个故事。
I remember a pastor from Taipei who spoke about a sister.
那个姐妹啊，她每天早上啊都要祷告很久啊。
The sister had to pray very long for a very long time every morning.
她都跑到教会去祷告。
And the sister would go to church to pray.
她祷告一件事情。
And she prayed for one thing.
她说主啊，改变我的脾气。
And she prayed that the Lord will change her personality, her temperament.
她那时候可能已经是五六十岁了，五六十岁。
She was probably 50 or 60 years old.
她在教会每天早上就是求主啊，主啊，你改变我的脾气啊。
And every morning she would go to church and ask the Lord to change her temperament.
真的，人的个性有时候那种从小培养起来的吼，那个圣灵会慢慢更新，有时候不是一下就把你改过来哦，是慢慢给你更新的哦。
And sometimes the Holy Spirit will change us slowly and renew us slowly.
所以他必须要花那么长的大半辈子，就是改一个事情啊，主啊，改我的脾气啊。
So she had to use her the second half of her life or a very long time to pray for one thing, which is to change her bad temper.
感谢主，听说到后来啊，成为一个相当灵修很好的姐妹了、哦、
Thank God, we heard that later she became a sister with a very strong spirituality.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们有什么个性可以改吗？
So, dear brothers and sisters, are there any personal, are there any traits that we want to change?
我们借着灵性提高我们的灵性，我们相信呢，我们每个人可以越来越像耶稣基督。
By uplifting our spirituality, we believe that each of us can become more and more like Christ.
我们来唱一首诗。
Let us sing a concluding hymn.
我们唱400首。
Let us sing hymn 400.